Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. There's a rumor going around. This is sort of a combination of reporting from ESPN and the New York Post that, one, the Nets are interested in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Two, the Pistons don't want to max out KCP. And three, the Nets would. And to that I say, of course. Of course the Nets want Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. And to be honest, of course the Pistons don't want to max him out. But that's the reality of it. Who wants to pay somebody more than you have to? I'm sure the Pistons aren't head over heels about the idea of making KCP their highest paid player, investing so much in him. But what is the alternative? They might not like it, they might not love it, but I think they understand the reality. At least I hope they understand the reality. KCP is 24 years old. He plays a position, shooting guard, where there isn't quite so much talent in the league right now. It's also a position, because he's sort of a versatile wing, where teams need more players than ever. Teams play small now, increasingly, and what changes often, and there are different ways to play small, but what changes often is teams put three wings on the court. Usually it's two. Traditionally it's two. Now it's often three. So KCP, players like him, there's going to be more minutes for them to go around. Their value is going up. He's only 24 years old. He's a good three-point shooter, shooting about 37% this year, career high, on a very healthy number of attempts. Very good defender. He can guard ones and twos. Plenty of threes. And again, I can't stress this enough. He's only 24 years old. Teams aren't paying for what he's done. At least they shouldn't be. The smart teams are paying for what he's going to do. And over the next 4 or 5 years, he should still be pretty good. I compare him to somebody like Paul Millsap. Paul Millsap's going to be a free agent this summer. There are a lot of questions about what Paul Millsap is going to get. Paul Millsap's on the wrong side of 30. Paul Millsap is way better than KCP. Way better. Very underrated player in the league. Has not gotten his just due and has maybe even been underpaid. But to make up for it now, if you're signing Paul Millsap, you're not going to get what he's done the last few years. You're not going to get those all-star seasons. You're not guaranteed those, at least. You're going to get what he's going to do from here. And he's at the age where he's probably going to decline. If you're a really good team and you want Paul Millsap's next couple of years and you'll pay on the back end to get that, great. That could be a good decision. KCP, you don't have that choice. You don't have that trade-off. He's pretty good right now. He's going to be pretty good for the next 4 or 5 years. He's young. He's athletic. There's no reason to expect a drop-off. There are going to be teams that come after him. And of course, the Nets are one. The Nets don't have their first-round pick this year. It's getting swapped with the Celtics. They don't have their first-round pick next year. That one's going to the Celtics, too. This is their only mode of upgrading the roster. You saw them do it last summer. They made big offer sheets and eventually signed these players to offer sheets to Allen Crabbe, Trailblazers matched, to Tyler Johnson, the Heat matched. KCP is better than both of them. So yeah, make a big offer to KCP, and then the Pistons have a decision to make. And so does KCP. Now the Pistons could try calling a bluff. They could try telling KCP, no, don't sign that offer sheet. We don't believe you actually want to go to the Nets. They're going to be miserable for a few years. They're so hopeless. Come back to Detroit for a little less. They could try that, and there's really minimal risk of it backfiring. Because if KCP signs that offer sheet, the Pistons could always match. They're not going to get stuck without him unless they want to let him go. And maybe he would return to Detroit for less, except I think the Nets are just the start. I don't expect the Nets to be the only team that goes after him like this. There will be, I think, better teams very interested. And then it makes it harder for the Pistons to make that hard sell. The 76ers, for example, just using them for example, yeah, they're bad right now, but they're definitely on the upward track in a way the Nets aren't. It probably won't be too long until the 76ers are better than the Pistons with Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, a couple more first-rounders this year and or next. They're in very good shape. Dario Saric has looked awesome the last month or two. Their future is bright. They could give KCP a max offer sheet. And again, the Pistons can always match these. Here's the concern, though. The concern is that KCP goes for a shorter offer sheet, that he tries to take a 2+1. 2 years under team control, third year as a player option. Yeah, the Pistons could end up matching it, but they could lose him 3 years sooner if they just give him a 5-year fully guaranteed deal. That's the dynamic at play. So there is a little bit of concern from the Pistons. They do want to control this process to a degree. Because I think max contract, max offers, max offer sheets are only coming. I don't think the Pistons are going to have that much control, so get out ahead of it. I hope they're prepared for what they're in for this summer. They could have traded him at the trade deadline. I was not in favor of that. I'm for bringing him back. I think it's a reasonable cost for what he brings. To have somebody who's such a good shooter, such a good defender, that makes him able to fit on any team. Every team in the league can use a player like him. That 3-and-D mold doesn't need the ball a ton in his hands. It makes him a great teammate with any group. And he's developed his pick-and-roll skills. He can do a little more now than he used to. But that's not why you're signing him. That's just something that's nice to have, break in case of emergency type of skill. He can fit with any team in the league, and that includes whatever direction the Pistons go. I don't know where the Pistons are going to go. I don't know if they know. They're a little lost right now. And that's the next thing I want to talk about a little bit, focusing a little bit on the present. Stan Van Gundy announced that Ish Smith will start tonight against the Magic. Ish Smith started the Pistons' last game, a dreadful loss to the Bulls. Ish Smith is clearly not the solution, but either is Reggie Jackson. The Pistons are stuck at point guard. They have no great option. They've played better with Ish Smith, but not necessarily good enough to get into the playoffs. Ish Smith is not some magical solution. So the Pistons are going to try this. I don't know if it's going to be enough. The Pistons are in a hole. Here's the thing. Whatever they do now is probably not going to work. They are probably going to miss the playoffs. But as we talked about yesterday, and you can listen to yesterday's show for more on this, there is no choice but to try. They've come too far. They're close enough in the race where they have to keep trying for the playoffs. It's too late to tank. It's too late for any bigger changes. You can tweak. You can swap Reggie Jackson for Ish Smith as if that's a big deal. It's not. But if it makes you marginally more likely to make the playoffs, you got to do it. And maybe it does make the Pistons marginally more likely to make the playoffs. This team has played better with Ish Smith. There's been a better offensive flow. Smith competes harder defensively. Jackson just hasn't had it in a while. They'll have his moments, and maybe the Pistons are so far out that they just need to hope that Reggie Jackson has enough moments. But I think they're hanging on just enough where it's not quite to that point. The schedule's just easy enough, and that starts with the Magic tonight. The Magic, I don't want to quite say they're going through the motions to end the season, because they're doing a little more than that. But if the Magic could decide right now, hey, look it. We're not going to play this out. We're done. We don't need to play these final 10 or so games. Can we just go home? If they had that option, and it wouldn't reflect poorly on them, and it wouldn't change anything else, I think they would take it. I think that's where they are as a team. I recognize it because the Pistons have been in that place a lot of years recently. I don't think they're there yet. I don't think they're there yet this season. It's been an ugly couple games, but this team has looked bad before and kind of come back toward their mean a little bit. I'm not ruling that out from happening again. Every game matters so much now. Pistons at Orlando tonight. The Pistons also close their season at Orlando. So it'll be a nice preview for how the teams match up. The Magic are a little different now post-Serge Ibaka trade. They're not quite as overloaded with bigs. That might be especially true tonight. It's not clear whether Aaron Gordon or Jeff Green will play. So this might be a short-handed Magic team that's gone to Mario Hezonja as a power forward. Interesting experiment, the type of experimenting a team like the Magic do at this point in the season. But the Pistons have to take advantage. I know we've said that, and I know they haven't. At least not regularly. Maybe tonight will be one of the games where they do take advantage of playing a weak team that's pretty much ready to lose. We'll have more on this game and look ahead to the Knicks game on Monday when we come back. We're here every Monday through Friday at Locked On Pistons. You can follow on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.
Napa Know How. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How. Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.